9 o'clock hour. Welcome back. Final hour of the WIP morning show, or as we called farewell to Ben Simmons, even though he's technically still a 76er. John Johnson, Ruben Amar, Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, and joining us on the line, Al, I spent 4 hours with this individual yesterday.
Wow.
I made it out all right.
Yeah.
But we all had a collective goal, and that was to get answers, and he certainly did. Joining us on the line, that would be our own Howard Eskin. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. 4 hours. Torture. 4 hours of torture. and decide on what the torture was. You can kind of pick out anything.
Howard, let's start here. We're waiting in that hallway to go out on the court to what we thought was to speak to Ben Simmons. And then the email comes out that he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. Howard, your thoughts?
I guess I wasn't surprised that he wasn't going to speak. And that was, I don't know if that was a way for him not to speak. But I'm not surprised that this is only getting worse. So I'm not surprised he got suspended. But I just don't know how a player can be that obnoxious, that self-centered, that all about himself in front of his teammates. And they've been his teammates for some of them for more than a few years, and some of them for a couple of years. I just don't know how he can do it. And anybody that thinks that this can get better, and to keep him it will get better and it won't get worse, is foolish and stupid, because this can only get worse and not get better. Well, so I'm not surprised.
Well, how do they – we heard Doc Rivers say, explain why he was suspended. Glenn Rivers, excuse me. And then say he would be welcome back if he's willing to participate and the teammates are all right with it. Then Joel Embiid had said he's not here to babysit. I don't care about that man, to quote him specifically. How do you have him back with this team at all?
You can't have him back. And I think it's pretty simple. And Glenn Rivers is – that's nonsense. Well, we'll see if he comes to practice on Thursday. I don't even think they're going to have practice on Thursday. When do they have practice?
No, they won't, because they play tonight. They'll fly home. They'll have off tomorrow. Yeah,
right. So you're not going to know until Friday, and the shoot around's not until sometime in the afternoon before the game.
Yeah.
So to have this drag on, now the players may know, and then it'll get out. You might as well just. I don't know what you expect from him, and I don't know if you can suspend him again, but I guess you have to have him come. If he doesn't come, then you suspend him again. Was it Al? Al says things that are stupid a lot of times anyway. Just pay him.
Yeah.
Just pay him to stay away. No, that's what he wants. You can't do that. But here, Ben Simmons is the problem. And I've said for a while, and I think Ruben said it this morning, it's addition by subtraction. You're not going to get what you think, what Daryl Morey thinks is value for a player that doesn't have that value. And once he didn't trade him at the trade deadline last year, the value never got better. It only got worse. Daryl Morey, according to NBA people that I've talked to, is impossible to deal with because he always overvalues his players. Some general managers won't even take his call, and the others are just annoyed because you can't deal with him. But now the problem is Ben Simmons. It's clearly Ben Simmons, and he's a self-centered child. He's a child. But now the problem becomes Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey has got to know it's over, and he has got to take the step to move on. He showed me what he's kind of showed me what he was throughout. He's afraid to do things. He was afraid to make a trade at the deadline. He got George Hill, a stone cold stiff, instead of giving up a couple of draft picks for Kyle Lowry. Dallas Green and Ruben probably remembers this, and I'll never forget what he told me when he made the trades for the 80 team. I know it's 40 years ago, but it stands to today. When you're close, you've got to seize the moment. And giving up draft picks, and in the case of Dallas Green, giving up young players, if we're good enough, we'll get more young players. But when you're close, you've got to seize the moment. Now, the Sixers don't want to screw up another. You wouldn't think they'd want to screw up another year. Daryl Morey's got to show me he's more than a fraud, more than a con man getting $12 million a year, more than a guy that fires 15 people and just to save money. He's got to do what's best for the basketball team. So now my focus is starting to shift to Daryl Morey. Move on, no one to hold him, no one to fold him, in the words of Kenny Rogers.
Now, I was speaking to Ruben Amaro about this and Billy King shortly ago. Is ego involved here with Daryl Morey, not wanting his name attached to a potential trade where he's essentially dumping Ben Simmons for nothing?
Well, ego's involved, it appears, with everything with Daryl Morey. That's where ego's involved. You know, we're going to forget about what the trade was. We're only going to remember whether the Sixers can achieve the ultimate goal of a championship. And right now, they're not a championship team with Ben Simmons, and they're not a championship team without Ben Simmons. But they are better off without Ben Simmons. And whether Daryl Morey worries about his legacy, you know, he can con people, which he's done already, and continue to con people. And I don't want to hear anymore, I don't want to take 50 cents on the dollar, when the player you have is only worth 25 cents on the dollar. So you've got to take what you can get. I say this sarcastically, but not totally. I would take T.J. McConnell, not because he's as good a player. Mm-hmm. But because he's a teammate. He'll run the position the way a player needs to run the position. Jimmy Butler has told people, and I found this out, one of the reasons that Ben Simmons is considered a great defensive player, and this is coming from Jimmy Butler, and I've said it in the past, he's guarding people that he's 5 inches taller than.
Yeah.
So where is he, that this great defensive player? I'm so tired of hearing that. And if that's what you base his greatness on, and he's not great, he's not one of the 30 best players in the NBA. Move on. But Daryl Morey's got to take that shot. I am so sick and tired of this whole thing. And I give Joel Embiid credit for speaking the truth. The other players don't want to talk about it. And the fact that he hasn't talked to him shows me he can't stand the guy anymore.
Well, that's clear.
You can't mend those fences.
Howard,
it's over.
You know a lot of people around the league and you talk to them. What's the impression of Ben Simmons outside of Philadelphia? We know what we think of him, but what's it outside of Philadelphia?
It's not good. It's not good because you've seen anybody that's watched him play. Let's deal with his play. Anybody that's watched him play before, he was scared to take a dunk, not because he was afraid to dunk the ball, because he was afraid to go to the foul line, which is so ridiculous. Until this point, I've never heard of a guy afraid to go to the foul line. But around the league, they know what he is. During the season, you're going to score points because he gets to the basket. But he's not a point guard, and Glenn Rivers pretty much said that. Although he's denied, he pretty much said that he's not a point guard on a championship team. But around the league, they understand now. That's why you're not going to get what Daryl Morey wants for him. You're going to get a solid player. Just get somebody solid. That's all you're going to get for him. And you might confuse the issue by throwing in traded draft, first-round draft picks. But the league, the people in the league, the people that I've talked to, they know exactly what he is. Now, somebody would want to take a chance on him. There might be somebody that would take a chance on him, but they're not going to give you a lot. People have asked me, where would you like to see him traded? Well, if we've looked at his social media posts, he loves to take pictures with his shirt off in front of a new car every month. Send him to Minnesota, where it's -5 degrees. Take your shirt off outside there, big guy, and we'll see how you like it out there. But he's got to go. He's got to go.
All right, Howard, I got to transition over to Eagles because something happened yesterday that went missed because Ben Simmons was the story both locally and nationally. Coordinator Day, I need to single in on Jonathan Gannon now. One of the biggest acquisitions defensively for the team this offseason was Ryan Kerrigan, who has a total of one tackle through 6 games.
One more than you, Howard.
One more than you,
yeah,
one
right.
more
He's
than
only
me.
Beat me by one.
And Jonathan Gannon was asked, what's the deal with Ryan Kerrigan. Listen to what he said.
Why hasn't Ryan Kerrigan been productive?
On the stat sheet, you mean? Because in my opinion, he has been productive. How would I quantify that? Is he lines up, he gets a line the correct way, he plays with his eyes the right way, he asked to do the techniques that we're asking him to do, and he's playing winning football within his role.
Howard, what was that?
All right, here's, I do like Jonathan Gannon, and I've heard so many good things about him as a coach, so I'm not going to bail out on him because I don't think they have enough good players. But Ryan Kerrigan can't play.
Yes.
it's that simple. He can't play. Hey, they took a shot. That's fine. They took a shot. Besides that, he's not vaccinated. But so they, you know, which is another
issue. Oh, it's a double plus.
Yeah, right.
But why wouldn't he just say, can't he? Why is he dancing it around it like that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's trying to protect the players. And coaches aren't like Joel Embiid, and they're not honest. I mean, Glenn Rivers wasn't honest. Jonathan Gannon, he's not going to diss a player because he's got to, I mean, he needs that player to try to get better. I don't know if he can get better. One of the players told me that he kind of saw it in training camp. He just didn't think this guy was good enough from what he saw of him of Ryan Kerrigan in training camp. He was a really, really good player, but Father Time never loses. Father Time always wins, and maybe it's that time. But right now they need bodies, so they've got to hope and encourage him, but he can't play. It's Jonathan Gannon. I respect Jonathan, but he's just doing something just to try to keep things going in a straight line, and we all know that Ryan Kerrigan's not good enough.
Howard, I know you'll be on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock from the Borgata. Are you on before that?
I don't even know what
today
the day
is.
Today
is
Wednesday.
Okay. Are you on tomorrow night?
I'm on tomorrow with the midday guys, and then I'm on tomorrow night with Joe Giglio. I'm tired of talking about Ben Simmons,
mm-hmm.
but there'll be something else. We'll see what happens tonight. I don't know that anything will happen tomorrow, but we got to thank Ben Simmons, because it's so easy to rip that child that we want to continue.
He's a treasure.
He is a treasure.
Every day.
Yeah, he's a treasure, all right. He sucks.
Howard, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Right, my pleasure.
The Eagles must be so happy
that
we've taken a break from bashing them for, 24 hours to take care of Ben Simmons.
I was talking to John Ritchie during the commercial break. He's out there, they're prepping for the midday show. I had no idea, he's going to get into it, what Shane Steichen said yesterday about RPOs, that he didn't know what they were. It's the most absurd thing you're ever going to hear, how the head coach and offensive coordinator were not familiar with RPOs, and that's why we're experiencing what we are experiencing now with this team.
I'll let the Eagles know. We'll get back to you tomorrow morning.
They don't have them. They have PPOs.
Yeah, it's
pass option. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They've left us all PO'd.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Mike Rios, Will of God, Pete. Everybody on hold. Hang tight. We're going to get your calls on the other side. We have the hot seat coming up. I got to talk to Ruben tomorrow about an awesome event that he's going to be doing. And I also have to say, mention a name to him, Alan. Just see where the conversation goes. The name is Lance Diaz. Curious to see what happens after that. And more of your calls on the other side. Our time, 9:17.